Joshua in Cookeville, Tennessee on Catholic Answers Live app. Hello, Joshua. Joshua in Cookeville, Tennessee. Are you there, my friend?
Yeah, it kind of blacked out there for a sec. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Actually, it was me. I blacked out, but I'm okay now.
Okay. No. My question
He's in treatment
today...
for it.
Joshua, am I reading the world right here? Are you a Radio Club member?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You for that. Support.
You're welcome. Glad to support the show. I really love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
My question today is around purgatory. I was doing some research on the doctrine and found out that the word didn't even come into existence until the 13th century or so, and that it actually wasn't defined as a doctrine until around that same time period. So I was wondering if, Jimmy, you could speak on maybe the evolution of that and maybe give me some resources for before the Middle Ages, things like that.
Sure. I'll give you a resource from before the time of Christ. Take a look at 2 Maccabees. And in 2 Maccabees, there is an account of how Judah Maccabee and his men ran across the bodies of some fellow Jews who had been fighting on behalf of the Jewish people. So they were fighting in God's cause, but they were wearing superstitious pagan amulets. And so when they were looking over their bodies after they were cleaning up the battlefield, they found these pagan amulets. And they said, okay, these guys, even though they were fighting on God's side, they were also sinning. And that must be part of why they died. And so Judah then and his men set to praying for their fallen comrades. And they also take up a collection to have an offering presented for them in Jerusalem. That's at the temple. So that's kind of the Old Testament equivalent of having Mass said for someone. And in doing this, the author of 2 Hebrews tells us that Judah did this in anticipation of the resurrection of the dead, and he says that it was a pious and holy thought to pray for the dead so that they might be loosed from the consequences of their sins. And so we have here in this text the idea that the consequences of our sins can follow us even into the afterlife, but there are things that the living can do, such as praying for us once we're passed on, or having Mass said for us to give a Christian application of this same principle, that will help us out and help relieve the consequences of those sins. Notice also that the text in 2 Maccabees refers to these men as having fallen asleep in righteousness. So it acknowledges that even though they did have these pagan amulets on them, they still were fundamentally righteous, even though their righteousness was marred by the pagan amulets. So here's an example of the basic principle that later received the name purgatory, the fact that there needs to be at times a purification of the consequences of sin after death, even for the saved. That's the basic insight of the doctrine of purgatory, and here we find that principle being expressed in the Jewish faith before the time of Christ. And in fact, it's still part of the Jewish faith today. Jews sometimes use the word purgatory, although sometimes they don't, but they do pray for the dead in this way. In fact, it's customary to pray for a loved one for 11 months after their death. And the reason 11 rather than 12 months is because it could be considered insulting to assume that your loved one needed a full 12 months to be purified. So it's something that's been part of the Judeo-Christian tradition since before the time of Christ. It's found in Judaism today. It's found in the Catholic Church today. It's found in other branches of Christianity as well, particularly in the various Eastern branches. They don't always use the term purgatory. They sometimes use other images and expressions to convey the principle. But basically, it's the same thing. Even the saved can have a purification after death before they're fully glorified, and we can assist in that in some way, such as through prayer.
Joshua, thanks for your call and for your monthly pledge. I really appreciate it.